Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you?
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. I am happy to welcome Leah Gilmore back to the show. The internationally acclaimed blues, jazz, and gospel singer calls Baltimore home, but a lot of her musical activity takes place in Europe and around the world. Well, tonight, you've got a chance to hear Leah in concert right here in Charm City. She's presenting her Big Fat Blues Cabaret at the Creative Alliance at 8 o'clock tonight. Her latest CD is called Classically Blue, Leah Gilmore Live at the UB Blake Center. And she is continuing her long history of activism by organizing community sings around town in response to the riots and the Baltimore uprising. Leah, it is always a pleasure. How you doing?
Always, Tom. I'm just thrilled to be here with you.
Always good to see you. We've had a lot of fun performing together.
Yes, we have.
And I'm sorry I can't be on the bill with you tonight.
Me too.
But I know it's going to be fun. It's fun to be on the stage with you and be in the audience when you're, either way, I like it. So it really is something that when you go to Europe, in places like, you know, Belgium and Switzerland, mm-hmm. you've even played Siberia. And all
I
these
know. That's what I pinch myself. Some black girl from Baltimore. Here I am in Siberia.
I mean, it's really something that your career is a very different thing in overseas than it is here in Baltimore. Why do you think
Well,
that
you know, I'm actually pretty thankful because Baltimore is my home. And when I get to come home, I get to come home. And I am also very, very grateful for all the folks from Baltimore who come to my concerts when I do have one here. I never want to seem ungrateful for the time that they come and bring out. They come out and they actually pay to hear me come sing in Baltimore. I'm like, I'm so excited. You know, I'm here with my peeps and I can speak English.
Okay. And of course, overseas, I mean, you've done work in Scotland and mm-hmm. as we say, Belgium and all these other places. There is a huge resonance of the gospel and blues and jazz that you're bringing to them with those audiences. I mean, this is one of the great American exports that Europeans and others are relating to and have for decades.
Yeah, for decades. I mean, I'm really nothing new. You know, Nina Simone, she moved to France, and Paul Robeson moved to Russia, and so many other African Americans stayed after the war because they felt that they had finally been treated like human beings. But our music isn't something that we take what's close to us, we take for granted. But this music, this African American traditional music that I'm so fond of and I grew up with, is so revered in so many places and so appreciated. I just feel so honored to be a conduit. You know, I can't believe it sometimes, really.
Sure.
I'm really happy.
And of course, you have always, back here at home, you have always commingled your activism, your social justice work, and your performing career as an artist. We have a clip from a community sing that you led recently in response to the violence that we had in April. So tell me about your aspirations for these community sings, and there'll be more coming up, and we'll have a link to the website so you can find out how to participate.
We're creating the website, so that'd be great. So hopefully people are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because
we'll get them to Facebook.
We'll get them to Facebook.
But you've had a couple so far. I mean, what's the response been, and what are you hoping to do with these things in light of what our city has gone through?
The response has been phenomenal. You know, in all difficult situations, in all civil rights actions and liberties actions, there's always a soundtrack to that. You know, someone is always singing. And singing brings us together. Singing is healing. Singing is cathartic. And we have had such an incredible reaction. And if we feel good and empowered, then we could bring that light out into the community.
What's the racial makeup of the folks who've come to the community sing so far?
Oh, so far it's been a white, black, Asian, small, not racial makeup, but 20-somethings, teenagers, little ones, old people like me, you know, and even older retired folks. Mm-hmm. But we make sure that we do it in neighborhoods that are accessible, because we make sure that is an affordable thing. It costs $5, but all of that money goes back to the venue and eventually to organizations that will need it. I don't charge whatsoever. This is something that I do from my heart, as well as do the other people who lead songs.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when people literally need to be physically together,
yes,
to bring people together.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about togetherness, you know, and right, celebrating diversity and all that stuff,
you need to preach, Tom.
It's theoretical, but it is. It's kind of theoretical, but singing really does put people together, because we've done community sings with the Choral Arts Society,
right,
and it's a wonderful thing to physically be in the same room and making music together. And
it's wonderful. Yeah. And where it's a safe place where you don't have to feel like I have to be a singer or I'm a second soprano, so I must sing this note. You know, there is just a freedom in the music, because a lot of the music we sing is about freedom. You know, it's multi-genre, but I come from the African-American traditional experience, so that's what I bring. We'll be bringing in chants and hopefully shape note singing. We had some folks there who are experts on that. So it will be a diversity of styles, but all group styles, all folk styles, so that no one feels that, oh my goodness, I can't find that note. For me, when I was a little girl, it was like, oh, find the harmony.
Right.
That's how I learned it.
Right.
And then I found it, you know?
Leah Gilmore, she'll be appearing at the Creative Alliance tonight at 8 o'clock on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So your last album
Classically Blue.
Classically Blue, right?
Yeah.
Includes, you know, these great blues classics of the women who were singing in the 1920s.
Yes.
And that's a great way to organize an album. But you also are a composer. You write originals.
I write.
Here's a clip from a tune you wrote called I'd Like to Say Hello.
I'd like to say hello, but my man is here tonight. I'd like to come on over, but I'm not looking for a fight.
So are you writing a lot? I mean,
yeah, that song's not about my own life experience, by the way.
That's all right.
I heard it. Hey, you know how it goes. I was listening to a woman talk on the bus, actually in Amsterdam, and she had an awful blind date, but she liked the way the guy looked on the other side of the room. So I said, oh, wow, that's a great song. So inspiration comes from everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You know, as a musician, you hear it everywhere.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. I mean, you went to Morgan State.
Yes, I did.
Study classical voice and stuff. So you're doing African-American music. You're doing traditional European classical music. You're writing jazz.
Yeah. I was a classical pianist for a long time.
Yeah. So you take your inspiration from a lot of different, you know, pots.
Yeah. I think I'm very, very, very blessed with all of that. I think studying the music has given me the freedom to perform it the way I want to. Because when you learn the theory, you know, and you learn how to place your voice and where to put it, then it gives you freedom to sing anything. 1 minute I'll sing Aretha Franklin, then, you know, I'm going to do Jesse Norman, you know, When I Am Laid in Earth. You know,
yeah.
I worship Jesse Dorman, okay, and Aretha Franklin. But it's all the same instrument, but you just learn how to use it.
We did a Loudon Wainwright tune together.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah, hallelujah.
That was fun.
That's right. You played the piano.
Yeah, so what are you going to do tonight?
Got some great guests. Joyce Scott is going to be singing, and Mark Steiner is going to be introducing me, and I've got some people coming from the Archie Edwards Barbershop, blues people who are acoustic singers, but I'm going to be doing the blues, honey, in all its facets.
Mm-hmm.
The uptown blues, the downtown blues, the get down blues, the be quiet blues, the jazz blues. And it's so amazing that I've actually got messages from Facebook for requests. I'm like, oh my God, people request me to sing a song that they've heard me sing before. It's really humbling. You know, that when you realize that folks are listening.
I see you, baby, standing over there, tall and fine with your dark curly hair. I'm not looking for no lover, I'm not looking for no man. All I want from you, baby, is to take me by the hand and kiss me, baby. Hey.
Well, it's great to see you. Break a leg tonight. Sorry I can't join you. And just looking forward to the next time.
Thank you. There will be.
Indeed. Leah Gilmore, she's in concert with her Big Fat Blues Cabaret tonight, 8 o'clock at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. Special guests include Joyce Scott and a great band led by Derek Thompson, who's one of my favorite pianists,
yes,
and yours
great.
Too. And Leah's latest CD is called Leah Gilmore Live at the UB Blake Center, Classically Blue. We've got a link to information about the upcoming Community Sings as well on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.